Butler, St. Helena, California, July 8, 1906. Elder Butler, dear brother, I have just read your letter to W.C. White. He will no doubt reply to the letter, but I will also write a few lines to you. For some time I have been suffering from a severe cold. At the same time, I have borne a heavy burden on my mind because of the necessity of meeting the opposition of some of our leading brethren. This is one more instance where the command of the Lord is plain to meet it. By the help of the Lord, I will do this, if it costs me my life. I am greatly pleased that you have found for your sanitarium a building that pleases you. I am very sorry for Dr. Hayward. I urge you to show him all the favors and courtesy you possibly can. We must be very kind and sympathetic with such men as Dr. Hayward and others who do not clearly discern matters in their true light. We are in harmony with your plan for a paper for the interests of the colored people. We think this might be made a great blessing. But you are not to feel that you must carry all the burden of this with all your other burdens and perplexities. I know there will be difficulties, but I believe the paper will be a success. We must do all we can for the colored people, and the issuing of a paper will be a great help. The end is near, and we must be prepared for what we will have to meet. Our lives must be hid with Christ in God. We need the education of the Holy Spirit. It is our privilege to be cheerful. At times, I have been tempted to feel a depression of soul as I see how blind and mistaken many of our brethren are. It makes my heart ache to think of the men who are unsettled and who have lost their bearings. May the Lord work to remove the cloud of uncertainty, that truth and righteousness may prevail. It seems scarcely possible that the power of deception can be so strong. I pity these men, but the impression they have made on other minds is so strong that it makes me tremble. A stormy future is before us, but we have with us one who is mighty to prevail. At times, as I see a cloud in the sky, I involuntarily exclaim, "Come, Lord Jesus, and come quickly." Such times as this will reveal character. I long to see the deceptive power of the enemy broken, but we will not let our faith fail. The only real comfort I find is to look beyond this conflict and see the final triumph, the glory of God reflecting brightness on the overcomers. Prophecy points out the sure result of the conflict, and by faith we may see it. I long to realize the experiences opened before me in the visions the Lord has given to me. The restraining power of the Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth. Our work must be done quickly. We must put forth every effort in our power to save souls from death. Soon the Lord God of heaven will set up his kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. Now is the time for us to develop a pure, heavenly character. The work will increase more and more in earnestness and intensity until the end. We need an increase of faith. We must watch unto prayer. For weeks I have been as a cart beneath sheaves, not because I have the least question regarding the work God has given me to do, nor because of any desire to shun the responsibilities He has placed upon me. But my heart aches for those who are walking in the blindness of error, who have lost their discernment, and who cannot distinguish truth from error. Elder Butler, we will go humbly where the Lord leads the way. But let us watch and pray and trust the living Word. May the Lord greatly bless your working forces with faith, hope, and love. May He spare your life and help you to lift and hold fast with increasing courage. Try to save Dr. Hayward. He is too precious a man to be left to make mistakes. We must press close to our brethren and sisters and help them all we possibly can.